Hello.
Hi, Steve. This is Thomas Mark again. How are you?
I'm fine. Thomas, here's what I read everything, and here's what's bothering me is that one of my products was formerly listed as a drug, but then it was taken off the market for human use. It's still provided for like fish or pets to use for their coats, but there's it's not approved for human internal use at all, or really for cosmetics. It might not be controlled at all. That it's sulfathiazole.
Okay.
Maybe you would want to do some checking on that and see.
All right. Would love to.
Yes, it's sulfa thiazole.
Okay. Gotcha. So it's
look into that for me to sir.
It's an organosulfur compound?
Organosulfur compound, yes.
Okay. So it's let me
give you a little rundown on it so you know why I'm trying to use it. There is a fungal infection that's really taking up speed. It's picking up really fast, and it's affecting a lot of people. And I teach about it in my science group. I have 13,000 people in my one group, and I have other groups.
Mm-hmm.
But it is picking up speed. It was under the ice or in the ice, and it has extremophilic symbionts, endosymbionts in with it. And this is a new disease, pretty much, but it's been around a while, but it's picking up speed in in the last 5 years. It's really getting bad. Okay. During the Clinton administration, someone took it off as a usable safe drug, and they just said it was too. Too toxic, because people were having a strange reaction. Some would have reactions where they would get sores on their skin, or they would go, under high doses prescribed by doctors who didn't realize what the hell they were doing.
Mm-hmm.
The patient would go into anaphylactic shock. So it would be really good for you to read up on sulfathiazole.
Okay.
But the Clinton administration and the FDA took it off the market. It's just, they didn't declare it an unsafe drug. They just said that there's other things that work better, for what it was being prescribed for. But they didn't realize that it was going to be needed, and it is very much needed now. I'm trying to use other sulfur components and sulfur derivatives that aren't listed as being off the market.
All right.
Now, I can get sulfathiazole for fish and for pets, but there's no approval for it for human use.
Oh.
Which is really sad, because it's one of the few things I can use in combination with other things, other elements, to prevent this fungal infection that's harming everything from all animals, and many plants are succumbing to it. It's threatening our food industry, and it's threatening our water really bad. It's in
it
the
is.
Water and it's right. Yes, the fungus is in the water. So I really don't know how to approach this. A new drug act costs millions, basically, to get a new drug on. If it could be placed an over-the-counter drug, it would be wonderful. But I don't know. Maybe you would like to look at that and see what you think before we go any further. This may be a little out of bounds for what you do, but I think
but
you need to look at it.
Yeah, I think like that's going to take a long time to figure this thing out, because this is new to us and new to public too. So this is something like which I don't think like that can be approved at this moment. So we need to.
There's not going to be any fast resolution on this. But if I use it in combination with things for pets and just list it for pets, then I can market it for that, for things like parasitic skin problems.
So how about salves?
That's what I'm saying. You know, like you could take my salves and put it on a dog or a cat that had balding spots, its fur's coming out, you know, and it's like in 3 days it takes care of all that.
And it's cured, yeah. So I think, like, this is a very useful product. Like, we can market this product to the people, like their pets who are getting affected by this. So we can focus on that first. What do you think?
Yes, I think we should focus upon the getting it out there for pets, and then if people choose to do it, and that's their prerogative, as long as we have a disclaimer on the product.
Yeah, I'll take care of that. That's what I was talking about. Like, we will take care of that for you, that disclaimer and label design. We'll follow all the regulations that I've sent out to you. And
yes.
So the team is like quite ready to like start working on the cells first, to the label design, so we can re-upload those products on your website, so you can start reselling those products once again. So that might take up to like a month, so we can go ahead and like get it finalized. So I just need your approval so like we can go ahead and get this started, because this, you are the business owner, and I'm just like I'm here to just trying to help you out with it.
Right. What I would like to do is send you a sample of a label tomorrow.
Yeah.
Send you a sample of what I think, and you can maybe have your legal beagles look at it and say if we can do anything with it. And if I owe you whatever I owe you for your time, I'll be glad to pay you for it, Thomas. And then if we decide to go ahead and you want to help me further, then, you know, I'll pay you more. Is that fair enough?
That sounds perfectly fine to me. Like, the prices doesn't matter. Like, whatever was quoted to you earlier, you can pay that down to get this actually started, so me and my team can work on it and show you something that we are talking about right now. Once you look at it, then you'll believe us, I think.
Right. Well, I don't have any trouble believing you, Thomas. It's this is just tricky business.
It is, for sure. That's why it's taking long and the legal team is involved in it. And the information that I sent to you, like, I never had this information in my entire life. So I've been sitting with the legal team, like, in the past 2 days regarding your project. So they, like, gave me all this information, and they also told me that they have connections in the FDA. So if you and me, like, we have found the connections in FDA, so 50% of the problem has been already resolved. That's what I can assure you.
Yes. Right, and I'm real concerned because I've been in jail before. You know?
Oh, really?
I went to prison for marijuana, and back in 1996.
Okay.
You know, when Clinton enacted the new crime bill, that was a bunch of shit.
That's a cool 96. Crime. That's a cool crime, though.
Well, it put a lot of young men in prison that didn't belong there.
Okay.
Well, Thomas, I'm going to get a rough draft of what I want to do with the label, and I'm going to send it to you and let you and your legal department look at it and see what you think.
I was expecting it today. Like last week you said you'll send it on Monday, and I was expecting it today.
Well, it got more complicated. But I did work on it. I've been working on it, and I've been working on the mathematics because it's going to have to be a little more entailed than what I thought it was. I thought we could just put a simple on there, but simple doesn't seem to be going to cut it, so I'm going to have a much more complicated version.
Okay.
Not that complicated, but, you know, I'm going to follow the rules, especially with the last document. I'm going to follow that to the T.
Yeah.
I'll send you what I think will work, and then you can discuss it with your legal department, and we'll take it from there.
Okay, that sounds good. But yeah, but the document that I have shared with you, we need to follow that. Like, that is something that is final.
Right, absolutely. So I'll speak with you tomorrow, Thomas. Thank you very much.
Sounds good. Talk to you then.
Bye.
Bye.